When we're through with the service, don't run out that door. Walk through this door. We have some special treats to celebrate Sister Watson's birthday, and we want to sing happy birthday. We'll do that there, and we appreciate Sister Watson and the blessing she has been to our church for a while, a long while, many years, and we appreciate it. I want to start this morning with a shotgun. How many knows what a shotgun does? Kind of shoots a big bunch of pellets in a lot of different direction. They don't go too far, but you know, if someone's close, it's bothering you, it could be trouble for them. And the only thing you shoot with a shotgun that, you know, hunting is birds and maybe rabbits, I'm not sure. I'm not a big hunter, so I don't know. But if you're going to shoot a deer, you don't use a shotgun. You use a rifle that's a little bit more for distance and accuracy. So I want to start with the shotgun, but I want to end with the sniper type accuracy, because the Lord has laid a scripture on my heart. But I want to read some other scripture to get there. If you'll turn with me to John chapter 1, and I'm going to read the first verse, and we're going to pray. The scripture says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word today, and I pray that you'll bring strength to you, to our people, to each one of us. Lord, that your word will penetrate our hearts, give us strength, give us faith, build us up, and not by any means tear anyone down. Let us be an encouragement and anoint with your Holy Spirit every word spoken, and I pray and ask in the holy and mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I want to speak this morning on Jesus is the light of the world. And I want to, every time I preach, I want to celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. I just heard my phone go off, so I'm going to turn it down so that I never get a call on Sunday morning, but who knows? And if your phone goes off, it's not going to bother me. I'm going to just keep going, okay? So don't worry about that. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. All things were made through him. And without him was nothing made that was made. Now that seems a little, and there's some repetition here. In the beginning was the Word. And then verse 2 says, he was in the beginning with God. And repetition. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. Nothing. In him was life. And getting to the title of my message, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Light. How many like light? I like light. I like light. Light never bothers me. Darkness sometimes is a bit creepy. But light is an awesome thing. Verse 6 says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This is John the Baptist. This man came for a witness to bear witness of the light. John came to announce Christ coming to the world. He said to all that could hear, "Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world." So this light that would come in would show the darkness of men's lives, and he would also die on a cross so that he could take that darkness forever out of our lives. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But John came to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. So everyone that believes in Christ can have a brand new start and a new beginning. Speaking of John, he was not the light. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. He pointed to Jesus. And I know there was a time when John had doubts, and he sent a delegation to Jesus, and he said, are you the one, or do we look for another? And Jesus just said, go tell John what you've seen, that the blind eyes are open, the captive have been set free, the lame are walking. In other words, Jesus said, we're doing the work. Tell John to be encouraged. Behold, the Lamb of God is still the message that he would have. Behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. And John would never preach another message. He would go from jail to being beheaded. So he was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man in the world. The light of Christ can go to every man. I know we have some places it seems like, oh, that's way back in the darkness. I heard my dad say one time about one of my uncles. He lived so far back in the hills, I had to pipe in sunshine. And I think actually Dad would have been the one that lived so far back in the wilderness that they had to pipe in sunshine, because my uncle lived kind of out where the sun hit. But either way, the light of Christ shines to everybody, every man, every one. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Can you imagine that? Being in a world that you made, and then that the world did not know him? He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right, the King James says the power, to become the children of God, to those who believe on his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. You must be born again. Now I added this late last night. Verse 14 says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Now, every Sunday morning, I try to share with you a lot of the Word. In other words, I'm reading a lot of Scripture. And I don't say this to apologize. You're going to go farther with the Word of God than you are with commentary, even the best commentary, with different analogies and types and shadows and all of that. Now, what happens when the light comes, the darkness goes away? This church, if you turned off all of the lights, it would still be light, because we have windows and there's still some light coming in. When it's dark, we still have some lights. We have that exit sign back there, that exit sign right there. And it's still a little light in here. It's never totally dark. Total darkness is spooky. How many's ever seen total darkness? I heard my pastor's husband, seeing as our pastor was Virginia Nelson and a lady pastor, and her husband said that they went to Carlsbad Caverns and then went way down, by an elevator or a lift or whatever. And he said they got down there and they turned off the light. And he said it was so dark that you couldn't see the dark. My favorite dark story is Mom and I were coming home from church in Kentucky when we were visiting there. And I was driving. Mom couldn't drive, so it would have made sense. I was old enough to drive and wanted to go to church. Nobody else did, just Mom and I. So we went to church, and when we were coming home, we were right by, I think, Uncle Millard Saylor's house, which is just a little ways from Grandma and Grandpa's house, about a mile maybe. I turned the lights off to see how dark it was. Now remember, Dad said you had to pipe sunlight in. When it's dark in those mountains, it is creepy dark. And I was, just for an instant, I was scared because of how dark it was. And then I pulled the lights back, turned them back on, because you couldn't see anything in front of you. You couldn't see anything at all. In our city where we live, it's hardly ever so dark that you can't see to get around anywhere in this valley. We ate dinner one night with Gary and Debbie Renshaw up on the hill in East Hills. And we looked down, and there was only one dark spot in the whole city, and that was Oak Hill Cemetery. Very dark. I guess maybe that's the way it should be, but it was very, very dark. But we have so much light. But the only true light, the only truth in light is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the book of Genesis, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. We read this a few weeks ago, but I'll read it again. The earth was void, was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. I like that because I can see the Holy Spirit saying, I'm ready. What are we going to do? I'm ready. What's our next step, Lord? I'm ready. I'm ready. What are we going to do? And the scripture says, then God said, let there be light. And there was light. God spoke. There was. Can you imagine the brightness of that after the darkness that was upon the earth? And God saw that light and that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Now, all the way from Genesis to Revelation, I've read this scripture a lot because I've done several memorials and funerals lately, and these are, to me, some of the most hope-filled scripture. Revelation 21, I cut these down so that we wouldn't have too much, but the scripture says in verse 21, Revelation 21, 22, but I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. No church in heaven, because church is everywhere. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine, for the glory of God illuminated it. The glory of God illuminated it. There was no darkness. The Lamb is its light. The nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor into it, and its gates shall not be shut at all by day. Now listen to this in parentheses. There is no night there. In other words, always open. We say 24/7. I don't know how it's going to work in heaven, but there is no time that there is darkness in heaven. And chapter 22, verse 5, and there was no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. So heaven is a place filled with light. Upon this earth right now, there is a lot of darkness. There's a story of when Paul was saved. He was headed to Damascus in Syria. He was anxious to go in and take some Christians captive and bring them back to Jerusalem, probably to have them condemned. And while he was on the way, there was a great light. And he fell off of his horse onto the ground, and he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I'm Jesus. You've been working on the wrong side, Paul. It's time for you to change." Now, when Paul saw that great light, you know what it did? It blinded him. And he went several days where he went into a place, and the Lord said, "You go stay here, and I'm going to send someone to you, and they'll pray for you, and you'll be delivered." The first experience after experiencing the Lord, Paul, the Lord said, "You're working against me, and I want you on my side. I'm going to sign you up. I'm recruiting you for my gospel and to preach me." And Ananias was called to go minister to Paul, to Saul at that time. And Ananias said, "He's a bad character. I don't want to go over there and mess with him. He might put me in jail." And God said, "I got it under control. Just go minister. Go lay your hands on him." And when he did, the scripture says that his eyes opened as if scales fell off. And he began to see, and it wasn't too long to where he began to preach Jesus Christ. The time when Jesus was born, the shepherds were abiding in the fields watching their flock at night. And the glory of the Lord came, and the angels spoke to them, and they saw angelic hosts praising God. Glory to God in the highest, and peace and goodwill to men on earth. Everything about Jesus Christ is light, beauty, glory, honor. It's all good. John 12:35 says, "Then Jesus said to them, 'A little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest the darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going.'" That's the truth. "I know my house fairly well, but I have walked in the dark, and I have hit things that I knew very well was there, and it's very painful. I remember one night coming through the closet so I wouldn't disturb Debbie, and I hit the wall, and oh, I was bleeding and everything, and I heard this." Can you hear that? "And I thought, 'You heard me cry out, and you're giggling? I am injured here.' But nonetheless, we got through that. But walking in the darkness is dangerous, and you can stumble, you can fall, you can hit a wall. 1 John 1:7 says, 'But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.'" Isn't it amazing? We talked about the blood, I think, last week. Isn't it amazing how the blood and the light and everything just goes together? God has a package deal for us. If you're washed in the blood, then you have the light. Darkness. And again, I'm not a fan of darkness. I like it at night when the moon is as big as a buck, bigger than a bucket. You're just real big, and it shines in. I think, isn't that amazing how much light that moon puts off? You know, the moon does not have one bit of light. All it is reflecting the sun. Reflecting the sun. But darkness is upon us as a world right now. It's dark out there. Sin. People not only sinning, but glorying in sin. Thinking sin is the way to go. The devil has them so blinded. They're walking in such darkness. People. If it weren't for people, we wouldn't have many troubles. But because of people and their stubborn will, and God gave everybody free will, and people are using that free will to be so ugly today. In politics, we used to have a civil society, and we disagreed honorably and went from there. Today we have mobs because they don't like what the other side is saying or doing. Speaking of that, we have an election coming up on November the 6th. And I'm not telling you how to vote, but you need to vote. You need to be, because California needs a change and a touch. California, you know what? The Holy Spirit fell on Azusa Street in Southern California. California has, we had the brother that came from Mariposa. Can't remember his name, Fellini. But anyway, he came and he ministered a lot on California and what God has done here. And we want to see that spiritual heritage come back again. We need a change in California. There is injustice. There is murder going on. Every day you see people being killed. Of course, the abortion is another thing that happens, and that's absolute murder. And sexual sins, to where people just absolutely justify anything they want to do. And that's not just homosexuals, it's heterosexuals, it's people that get involved in ungodly practices. God has given a beautiful, beautiful relationship for marriage and between a man and a woman, and that's it. The line is drawn, but there's such darkness out in the world. Jesus came and died to bring light that would not only shine on the sin, and you know, what good would that do? If there's a light shining on you, saying, oh, you're shameful and you're dirty and you're guilty of so much evil. Jesus brought the light that would cleanse us and remove every spot, so that under his light, we would appear before God as being righteous, having the righteousness of Jesus in our life. His light removes the darkness. His light, his blood removes the sin and makes us pure before God. But people have to accept the light. They have to accept his forgiving power and the experience of being born again. Everyone can do it. The light came to everybody. Anyone can be saved if they will humble their heart and submit to him. Now I'm going to read four verses for you. Four that are pretty much the same, only in different translations. 2 Corinthians, if you want to look there, whatever version you have, chapter 4, verse 6, and the New King James Version says, and this is where I hope we can just absolutely target this message to this point, that for it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. It was God that commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. God sent the light. Jesus was the light. I really feel like the Lord has opened our eyes to who Christ is. Every day, I pray we want the revelation of Jesus Christ for all of us. For all of us. Give us the revelation of who you are, Lord. Open our eyes that we can see Jesus. And not only see Jesus, but see everything about Jesus. In the Amplified Bible, the verse says, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness, is the one who has shone in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory and majesty of God, clearly revealed in the face of Christ. In the Message, Remember, our message is not about ourselves. We're proclaiming Jesus Christ the Master. And as we are messengers, errand runners, from Jesus for you. It started when God said, light up the darkness, and our lives are filled up with light as we saw and understood God in the face of Jesus Christ, all bright and beautiful. And if you don't like the Message Bible, don't listen to that part. And if you see a perspective that you like, then that's fine. And in the Living Translation, it says, for God, who said, let there be light and darkness, has made his light to shine in our hearts so that we would know the glory of God. It has been seen in the face of Jesus. I'm going to do a sidebar. How many knows what that is? If you watch the O.J. Simpson trial, it was done all the time. I'm going to go to something else, and then I'll come back to this. So last night I thought, well, what songs are good? Because I like songs. I think songs give us something to also strengthen along with the Word of God. There's a song that says, I saw the light, written by Hank Williams. I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like a blind man that God gave back sight, praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander and astray. Straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Written by Hank Williams, the country singer. And then The House of Gold. Hank Williams wrote this as well. It said, people still, they cheat and lie for wealth and what it will buy. They don't know on the judgment day that their gold and silver will melt away. I'm just going to read the chorus to this, and the rest of it you can catch on Google if you want it. He said, I'd rather be in a deep, dark grave and to know that my poor soul. Now, when Hank Williams Sr. sings this, he doesn't say poor, he says purr. How many can relate to that? Because I've heard a lot of people from different parts of the South say purr. That my poor soul was saved than to live in this world, to live in this world in a house of gold and deny my God and lose my soul. Now, I think we can live in a little bit better condition than a deep, dark grave and still have the blessings of God. But if there's a choice, then it'd be better to take the lesser accommodation and believe in the Lord. And I thought, well, I don't know that much about Hank Williams Sr. I'm no expert on him. He lived a pretty rough life. And all of the songs that he sang and that he wrote, I mean, a lot of the country standards today were from his tough situations. He was weak as a child. He had a spinal condition. His back always hurt. And he was a great salesman. They said that he could almost sell anything. He polished shoes. He sold newspaper, anything that he could do to get along without a lot of strenuous work. He did work at the shipyard for a time, but it left him in pretty weakened shape. He died before he was 30 years old, and it was probably because of the things that the drinking and drugs that people had given him to, just for the pain that he suffered. He lived a pretty big life in those few years. He was only his career only lasted about 6 or 7 years, and all of these songs. But you know what? Hank Williams knew something about where to go when it got dark, and that was to the Lord. And he knew that God was a Savior in all of these words that he wrote. He wrote other songs as well. And I don't know whether you like him or not, but he did write these songs. I saw the light. People need to see the light today. We need a revival in our country, in our church, and in our city, and in our state, everywhere. We need revival. And I believe with all of my heart, the Lord is going to send us the blessing and the revelation of who Jesus is. We're going to be able to see him and realize that he is ready. You know, like I said a while ago, the Holy Spirit was hovering over the face of the deep. I think the Holy Spirit is hovering over Calvary Temple. And I think that the Spirit is saying, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do next? What is the next thing that we're going to do for this church? We've seen miracles, we've seen healings, we've seen a lot of things. And I don't know what the next thing is. I'm hoping for souls to be saved, for miracles. I remember years ago when I was a youth leader here, I had a guy call me and he said, I want to give my heart to the Lord and I want all my family to get saved. And Brother Smith opened the church on a Friday night. They came in and there was, I think, five of them. And they knelt in this altar. They gave their heart to the Lord. And for the most, I mean, it's amazing. They have been in ministry and helped and built churches. And there's a lot of the kids and their kids that are serving the Lord in an amazing fashion. God can save. God can heal. God can bring deliverance from whatever is binding us. For it is God, it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts. He's given us the light and the knowledge of the glory. The glory of God is bright and amazing. The glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. I was in my office at work, and I was saying, Lord, you've done amazing things for us. You really have. You've answered some wonderful prayers. What's next? What's next, Lord? And the Lord said, part of what you're talking about, the light, is I want the light to be so in every one of our eyes that we can see that Jesus can do anything. That there won't be the slightest hesitation or doubt when I say, this is next. Just follow that path. I want you to be able to, because of the light of Christ and the glory of what is on his countenance and on his face, that you will be able just to move in that direction and open your heart to what God wants to do. I think he has a truckload of miracles and blessings right ahead for us. Is it our doing? No. We can't do anything. We can just call on the name of the Lord. But the Lord is the provider. He is the one. Jesus died so these things could happen. And what I'm saying is the Lord's not saying, oh, I don't want to give them much. Or I don't want to give over here or there. God's ready to move. We just have to be ready to open up and accept. How many is willing to see what God's got next? In the Spirit, however he wants to move, amen? We need to be thankful, and we need to have praise in our heart, and we can call on the Lord for anything that we want. I want the revelation of Christ in my life and in your life. I want us to see Jesus like we've never saw him before. I took a few minutes and learned a little bit about Hank Williams senior, and I feel bad. I feel bad that he had a short life. I feel bad that he had such rough go. But he, of course, he established country music as something that really began to develop from there. Before, it wasn't too much, but he kind of brought it to a celebrity status. People have done amazing things in this world, and some of them have lifted up the Lord, some of them have torn down. We have terrible people that have destroyed and brought darkness, but Jesus Christ lived so that we might be able to go forward. We might be able to face tomorrow. Debbie, would you come to the piano? I want to pray today, and if anyone would like special prayer, we'll pray for you. But I'd just like us to pray and open our heart to the Lord for that next thing. We all have room for miracles in our life and a touch. Father God, I pray that you'll bring your miracles to our lives. I pray, Lord, that we'll be yielded and that our eyes will see clearly what you have next for Calvary Temple. Lord, shine a great life, light in our life. You are life and you are the light. Lord Jesus, it's by your stripes that we're healed and by your shed blood that we're living today a forgiven life, born again. And I pray, Lord, that you'll open the door for many others to come and know you as we do. We want to share the experience that we have and the moving of your Spirit. Thank you for your touch today and each and every day that we worship. You're here, always able. Lord, you see the places where we struggle. And I pray that you'll fill in the gaps, that you'll give us strength in those places we struggle, and that you'll minister, Lord, to every one of your church. Every one of us, every one of us, every one of us. Lord, that we'll feel new tomorrow because of your touch. That we'll have a renewed strength and energy, Lord. That we'll have an understanding and a revelation. Lord, let your Spirit just set upon us. Let us be, Lord God, just open to the moving of your power. We understand that we have a part of calling on you and opening our hearts to your move and to your Spirit. And we want, Lord, you to help us even with that. We believe, Lord, we believe, Jesus, help our unbelief. Help us to completely trust in you. Complete trust in you. We honor you today. Anyone need special prayer today? We'll come and minister to you at your seat. Let's pray for Sister Watson today. Hallelujah. Mercy, oh God. We pray mercy. Mercy. Holy Jesus, I pray that you'll just give her strength. As our day is, every day that we live, give strength. Give strength, a brand new strength. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll be a great help and that you'll minister your power, your healing. Oh God, yala lama katai, yala lama katai. So Lord, we're asking for a miracle. Go against, Lord, all that we know and bring strength that is supernatural. Strength that is supernatural. Mercy through the Spirit. Yala lama kandai. So if the Spirit's hovering over us saying, what do I do next? Lord, let him touch Sister Watson with strength. Yala lama kandai. Thank you. Let me give you some anointing we forgot. Jesus, in your name, amen. Anyone else like special prayer? Brother Arden? Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to get the anointing before on this one. Jesus, I pray that you'll touch Brother Arden with that same strength. That you'll minister healing in his body. That you'll minister supernatural strength. Lord, that the power of the Holy Spirit will set upon him right now. Mandara katio toramosora matai. Supernatural strength, Lord. Healing, manifest in healing. Manifest in physical strength and ability to get around, I pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy. 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 Anyone else? Brother Henry? Brother Henry would like, of course, strength in his body, but his shoulder is giving him trouble. Lord, I pray that you'll minister to Brother Henry, Lord, that you will minister to this shoulder that's giving him problems right now, but Lord, also that you'll touch him complete. From the top of his head to his toes, your mercy, your strength. And Lord, we understand that as we get older, we have different issues, but I'm praying, Lord, that you'll supernaturally give him strength. Lord, that you'll give him your mercy day by day by day. Lord, that you'll heal, restore, and strengthen. Holy and mighty God, holy and mighty God, we ask your mercy and Lord, a miracle. We're asking for a miracle. You're the God of miracles. It's your nature. It's beyond us, but not you. We honor you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Anyone else like prayer? I don't want you to run out that door unless there's a special need. But let's go this way when we leave today. Would you stand and we're going to ask blessing? Lord, we pray blessing on your people today. Bless every life. Lord, help us to live in such a way that'll bring glory and honor to you. And I pray, Lord, that you'll help us to be a witness to everyone that we come in contact with. Your greatness and your glory. Lord, we ask you to answer our prayers, our families that need salvation, our families that need help in different ways. We have a lot of needs. Bring peace and comfort to those who have lost family and help us all to appreciate one another, to have respect for each other. We honor and give you glory. Amen. God bless you. Right this way.